From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Fighting in Syria continued on several fronts ahead of the latest ceasefire reached Saturday in U.S.-Russia talks in Geneva. Clashes, including airstrikes, were reported Sunday around Aleppo and the capital Damascus. Combat is supposed to end at sundown on Monday, that's today, for 48 hours, and might be extended. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he sees obstacles.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start by tomorrow is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
Lesh said the opposition is fragmented, making an immediate halt and fighting difficult. He also questions how rebel factions not covered by the truce who are intermingled with other groups can be separated. Then he said there is the trust factor between the U.S. and Russia. Kenyan police say three women dressed in Muslim garb attacked a police station in Mombasa over the weekend before being shot dead. Patterson Maleo, the county police commander in that area, said they entered the station with a false complaint about a stolen mobile phone.
While the officers were questioning them about the particulars of place where the phones were stolen, one of them immediately drew a knife, whereas the other one threw a petrol bomb.
He said the station briefly caught on fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kenya has suffered a number of attacks from Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Early